You will. When you and I meet in my presence, that will happen fairly frequently. More often than I'd like, Claire.
So who did you like in 1975?
Nobody, really. At 12, I had other stuff to think about. But when I was 13, I had this huge crush on Patty Hearst. Claire looks annoyed. A girl you knew at school? I laugh. No. She was a rich Californian college girl who got kidnapped by these awful left-wing political terrorists, and they made her rob banks. She was on the news every night for months.
What happened to her? Why did you like her?
They eventually let her go, and she got married and had kids, and now she's a rich lady in California. Why did I like her? I don't know. It's irrational, you know? I guess I kind of knew how she felt, being taken away and forced to do stuff she didn't want to do, and then it seemed like she was kind of enjoying it.
Do you do things you don't want to do?
Yeah, all the time. My leg has fallen asleep, and I stand up and shake it until it tingles. I don't always end up safe and sound with you, Claire. A lot of times I go places where I have to get clothes and food by stealing.
Oh.
Her face clouds. And then she sees her move and makes it and looks up at me triumphantly.
Checkmate!
Hey, bravo! I salaam her. You are the chess queen du jour.
Yes, I am,
Claire says, pink with pride. She starts to set the pieces back in their starting positions.
Again?
I pretend to consult my non-existent watch.
Sure.
I sit down again. You hungry? We've been out here for hours, and supplies have run low. All we have left is the dregs of a bag of Doritos.
Mm-hmm.
Claire holds the pawns behind her back. I tap her right elbow, and she shows me the white pawn. I make my standard opening move, queen's pawn to Q4. She makes her standard response to my standard opening move, queen's pawn to Q4. We play out the next 10 moves fairly rapidly with only moderate bloodshed, and then Claire sits for a while pondering the board.